Good day, good day, and welcome to Your Voice, Your Power. I am Anika Wilson, and I have with me Aja, the OCD strategist. So, Aja, can you tell listeners who you are and what you do?
Well, hello, listeners. I'm Aja Vansika of the OCD Strategy, and what I do is help single moms to create ease and flow in their homes so they can simplify their lives and have more time to do the things that they really want to be doing. Yay!
So when I first see the OCD strategist, I run because I'm like, my husband got OCD, and I'd be like, I don't want to be like that. But then again, I'm like, I just need a couple of touches in a couple of places. But the fact that you actually create order in chaos, everybody can relate to it from that perspective, because they're lying if they say that they don't have any. And as a single mom, you have plenty. So can you break it down to what it is that you do for people and how it is that you go about it?
Absolutely. So the OCD strategy, OCD for me, stands for organizing, cleaning, and decluttering, not the other OCD. So right there, it's right, that's what I do, is that I help you to organize your home. But first, we look at all the things that you've got going on in your spaces. We need to declutter, we need to clean, and then we can organize. So that's what I help you do, because when you do that, when you organize your space and you simplify, you streamline your home, then what that does so magnificently is give you so much time back, but it also makes you feel amazing in your spaces. Who doesn't want to feel amazing? Especially as single moms, we work all day, we got to do stuff with the kids. The last thing we want to do is to clean our homes, but we have to, especially when you think about getting the kids out of the door in the morning for school, finding keys and socks, and oh my gosh, where's my shoes? If you don't have your spaces together, you're going to have so much chaos in the mornings. So that's what I help you do, is to cut out the chaos.
I mean, that's absolutely awesome. And that version of OCD sounds better. but it's so interesting, because this is a unmet need in the single family home. And you have created something that a lot of people would never think that there's a resolution for.
Absolutely. People don't look at that as the problem. Like, they know that they've got clutter, but they don't actually know that the things that are going on in their mindset, with the way that they're feeling, that is actually attributed to the clutter. They don't realize that the chaos that they're having in their lives, the anxiety, that a lot of that comes from their spaces. When you think about what your home is supposed to allow you to support you in having the feelings that you want to experience every day. So you basically got to help it do that. You have to set it up to basically help you. So you got to help it help you. And when you think about the health benefits of allowing it to help you, it just becomes a no-brainer that this is something that needs to happen so that you can have a lot of ease and flow, so that you're not stressed out. That's what it really comes down to mainly, is being stressed out, being overwhelmed and frustrated. So I want to help you take that away.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, so many things going through my mind, but most importantly, it's the fact that I never realized that anxiety had to do with clutter. I pride myself on being the sticky note queen and having 50 notebooks to write something in and having cubes, but it's like, no, but I need one more cube, or no, I don't need to simplify, or no, I can't get rid of this. And the more, I don't know if it's order that I have or the more maturation, you know, just in my business and in my world, it seems like I'm learning to let go more, and it feels freeing. And even just knowing where stuff is, I know in my single mom life, 95% of my time was looking for stuff, especially in the morning. And I mean, like, matching socks. Like, I folded clothes, I put them together. How come there's one missing? You know, or the homework, the form that you need signed today, or, you know, just, I used to joke when I used to see those Pinterest, you know, posts or anything where people got the special bench with the hooks and all of those things, right? I created that in my house now, and it's the book bags and the jacket. And it's so funny how one little system, one little, you know, addition mm-hmm. can clear your mind. But the other thing is there's a disassociation sometimes between seeing something online and being able to implement it yourself. You know, somebody can say, oh, just look at it, but mm-hmm. you actually break it down for somebody so that they're able to implement it.
I do. But one of the main things that I find is that those pictures, most of the time, is something that they wish for, but it's actually not something that they're needing in their lives. Mm. So yes, those pictures, Pinterest worthy homes and all that is so great. But what are you needing for your life, realistically, for yourself and for your family? Because while Pinterest may have this beautiful entryway with the book bag and the hooks and everything like that, if you're not going to use it, then it makes no sense for you to create that. So what I do is help you to really cut out all of that, looking at all the Pinterest pictures that really are not going to help you. But let's get into what's really going to help you and your family. What are you needing? And it's all about fluidity, because things change so much in our lives and you have to go with the flow. Just like the seasons change, we're not going to be wearing shorts in the winter time. Well, some of us are, but you know, I'm not going to talk about that. Okay, some of us are, but we change according to the weather. So, so we have to just change with our lives too. And so what you're needing right now is what we need to look at. What is your family needing right now? What's going to help you right now? What kind of systems and homes can we set up for the things that you've got going on now that are really, really important to you, that are going to make your life run smoother? Because you may not need that system that you saw on Pinterest. You may need something else.
See,
so it's really important to really look at what your needs are.
That's so interesting, because, you know, you are basically using like the psychological strength and need, you know, formula, where one size does not fit all.
It doesn't at all. And people don't realize that. One of the things that I go through with my clients that is so like number one, we have to talk about this. Where's your mindset at? For me, it doesn't matter how the clutter got there. I don't really care at all. If it's Johnny's fault, if it's your grandmother's fault, because she gave you all the stuff, you inherited, whatever. Nobody cares where the clutter came from. What I care about is why you're choosing right now to leave it that way. The point of the blame, it doesn't make any difference, but let's talk about right now. Why are you choosing to? What thoughts are you having that are driving the feelings that are driving the actions, or in a lot of cases, the inaction? Because really what clutter is, it's a decision. A lot of people think, oh, I just can't make a decision about it. You already made a decision about it. Let's create a different decision. Let's create some other choices here. But in order to do that, we got to look at your thought process. What are the thoughts that you're having that are creating the feelings? Because as we know, our feelings drive everything. We're sad, we go eat the ice cream. We want to feel sexy, we put on the underwear. We want to feel helpful, we go help the old lady at the grocery store with the groceries. It's all about our feelings. So once we understand where our feelings are and really know, and like, just like, come on, high five me, I'm right on this. This is what we need to be on the same page. That's why I have to get with my clients. If you just agree with me that your feelings are driving your actions, and I take them through a whole thing of looking at that for weeks, it's like, just be aware of what's going on here. See what happened when you thought that and you felt that, and this is the action you took because of the way that you're feeling, which was because of what you're thinking. It's never, ever the circumstances that create the results. It's always your thoughts. So in order to feel something different, you have to create a different thought. So that's what we start with. It's like, where are you thinking here? What is your mindset about this clutter that you're in and the situation that you've gotten yourself into? Because it's not the situation that's driving you crazy. It's your thoughts about the situation. So we have to look at that. That is like number one, always. And it's a doozy. That is a doozy. You know, your mind is, that's a funky thing right there. It is so funky. It's, your mind has a mind of its own. You got to start there.
You got to find it. I'm speechless, because I was thought we was talking about organization. You done broke it down to the psyche. And I'm like, you know, she deep. Because when I first started this conversation, I had no idea that you was going to say some profound things that were going to make me think. Because it's like absolutely true that you said your circumstances don't cause your results. Your thoughts do. I took note and you just slapped me upside the head. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I slapped you with love.
It's like, I mean, I know, that's why I don't even know how to feel right now, because it's like I can't even feel violated because you told the truth. So it's like, okay, all right then. I mean, and it's so true, because it's just pure justification for the chaos. You know, it's like, oh, it makes me feel better. Oh, just kidding. There's an emotional attachment to this. Not really. But, you know, mm-hmm. we do right. go through all of these things, and we hate for somebody to correct it, because then it means that we have to take action and change our behaviors, which we hate that as well.
Exactly.
So, you know, it just, you just really like breaking everything down and making somebody just, you're just slapping them around. That's all.
Oh, but it's just slaps with love. It's just love taps.
It absolutely is. So how would somebody get a hold of you?
The OCD Strategy is my website, and I've got a getting started page there, which I would love for your listeners to go and partake in. I have a podcast that I've just started on there, and so you can partake in that. So many great things on there. And I also have a 5-day bedroom reboot. You're going to love that. It's just 5 days of simple tasks that you can take every day to get your bedroom together. I'm sitting here in my bedroom. I've chose to not go into my office, but this is my bedroom. And five simple tasks every day that you can take. And if you can imagine that these five simple little tasks, if you put it on repeat, that you'd have a decluttered space. You'd have a simplified, streamlined space. And so I would love for you guys to start there. I also have one called the Living Room Reset, which is pretty much the same thing. It's going to take you through some simple steps that you can use for your living room. I talk about having catch-all bins and looking at what your needs are, like we just talked about, so that you can find homes for the things that you are really needing homes for. The thing is that when you go through these programs, that what they're setting you up for is not to just declutter, but to actually learn how to maintain. So it's never a big one fell swoop. It's always tiny little baby steps so that you can actually train your brain, your mind muscle, and your physical muscle to maintain the spaces. Because I can give you all the tips all day long. I can come into your home and I can declutter for you. But if you haven't learned how to maintain, then it's not going to stick, and we're going to be right back to where we started from. So small steps, that's what it's all about, is baby stepping your way to your version of better, not my version of better, not Pinterest version of better, but your version of better. So go and get those two things from theocdstrategy.com.
Well, y'all heard it. She said you need to go to theocdstrategy.com for the 5-day bedroom reboot, the living room reset. And I wrote catch-all bins because I used to be a 31 consultant. I was like, yes, yeah, catch all bins. I have one that's got the remotes in it. And I was like, I'm going to get all of these. I just wanted them. I didn't know. I was like, maybe it'll help me organize. But, you know, it didn't work. But anyways, the system, it really works, but it starts with mindset. And I totally agree with that. Even in the kitchen and anywhere in your life. But for me, and definitely for single moms, I think the biggest thing is making sure that you're capturing and controlling your kids' crafts and all of that stuff. Because, you know, we have the slime and all of these things that are out there now that, you know, just make our lives just so much better. But I can truly appreciate what you do, and I hope listeners do too. And I will attach all of her links in the description of this podcast. And I look forward to what you're doing. And I think we need to reconnect and have her back in January, because you guys, in 2020, she's got some amazing things happening.
Choo-choo. Yes, ma'am. I'm excited about them. And I think that you all will be too. So, so excited.
All right, y'all heard it here. I want to thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This has been so awesome.
It has been a pleasure. And you just kind of made me like, I know better now, so I have to do better. I have no choice. Appreciate it. So listeners, that is Aja Bansika, and she is the OCD strategist. You guys heard it here. And don't forget, thank you for tuning in, and stay powerful.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.